KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'll take you a look at sports in the girls' state basketball tournament yesterday. The Exira EHK Spartans turned up the defensive pressure in the second half as they came away with a Class 1A quarterfinal win over AGWSR, 57-47. It was a close game throughout the first half, and the Spartans trailed by one at 27-26 at the break. Spartans were able to gain a two-point edge by the end of the third quarter at 40-38. Spartans then took over in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Cougars 17-9 in that final period to pick up the victory. Senior Keely Nelson was a big difference maker in the second half with 12 points and a number of key steals and rebounds down the stretch. Nelson finished with 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals. Fellow senior Sophia Peppers worked hard to get to the free throw line in the second half, knocking down 10 of 12 from the line in the half, helping to seal that victory. Peppers finished with 24 points and 9 rebounds. After the game, Peppers said they knew what they needed to do in the fourth quarter to get the job done, and they turned up their intensity to win the game. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson talked about his seniors getting the job done, saying, "I know it gets old saying it, but I can't say enough about what those two have done for us. They are our leaders, and they worked hard to get it done." AGWSR was led by 14 points from their star guard Mandy Willems, but the Spartans were able to limit her outside shooting prowess with just 2 makes from downtown. The Cougars see their season end with a mark of 21-4. The Spartans improved to 25-1, and they move on to the Class 1A semifinals again this year. That'll be held Friday. The Spartans will take on 2-time defending champion Springville Friday afternoon at 1:30. That'll be a game we'll have for you here on the radio on Friday. Elsewhere in Class 1A, state quarterfinal round play yesterday, 2-time defending champion Springville a winner, 54-36 over Bishop Garrigan Catholic. Newell Fonda beat Lansing Key 61-45, and Central Decatur a winner over Montezuma by a final of 52-48. Also yesterday, the North Union School District is still relatively young, but the program is making some noise in girls basketball. Following up on its dramatic upset of defending state champion Western Christian in the regional finals, North Union held on in the closing seconds as they beat third-ranked Panorama 47-46 in the final game of the 2A quarterfinal round. Chloe Lofstrom sank a free throw for the game-winning point with 17.2 seconds left. She also grabbed 9 rebounds, none more important than the one she gathered in after Panorama's Bailey Beckman missed a jumper with 7 seconds left. North Union inbounded the ball after Lofstrom was fouled, only to see Beckman intercept the pass, but her long 3-point try grazed the front of the rim and fell short, enabling the 10th-ranked Warriors to escape with a victory in their first-ever state tournament game. Beckman led Panorama with 13 points, while Hope Wilderman and Morgan Jonk each scored 8. Jonk also grabbed 10 rebounds. North Union takes a 23-1 record against Cascade in a semifinal game Friday at 11:45 a.m. Panorama finishes their season 23-2, their only other loss coming to defending Class 1A champion Springville back in the second game of the year. Cascade also picked up a 2A quarterfinal win yesterday, 61-44. Over Dyke New Hartford to advance. Today's girls state basketball tournament schedule has 6 games listed. Here is the list. Class 5A gets the day started this morning. 10 o'clock, it'll be Johnston facing Iowa City High. And then following that at 11:45, Iowa City West will battle Indianola for the right to go to the finals. In the Class 4A semifinals this afternoon, Center Point Urbana will play Marion in a 1:30 contest. That'll be followed by Grinnell versus Lamars at 3:15 this afternoon. And then the 3A semis later this evening, it'll be Crestwood facing North Polk in a 5 o'clock matchup. The 6:45 game has Monticello facing Sioux Center. All those winners advancing to those state championship games in Des Moines. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes opened up the Big Ten Conference tournament at Madison Square Garden yesterday with a 96-87 victory over Illinois. That pleased head coach Fran McCaffrey.
We made the plays that were necessary to win. We got to the free throw line. We got to the bonus. We got to the double bonus early. You know, when they're playing physical like that and the X is on the O and they're denying the next pass, you got to put it on the deck. And I thought in the second half, our decision making and our passing and catching and shot selection was really good, much better than the first half.
Jordan Bohannon led the Hawkeyes with 25 points and 6 assists.
Yeah, obviously, anytime you get to play Madison Square Garden, this is my first time being here, and something you always want to do when you grow up is something you think about playing in Madison Square Garden, think about all the people that played here before you and currently playing here. But Illinois is a really tough team. That was a really tough fight for us to play them tonight, and we knew it was going to be a really tough first round, and you got to give them a lot of credit because they worked their butts off in defensive end, and they made it really tough.
Big game for the Hawkeyes yesterday. Up next for 12th-seeded Iowa is 5th-seed Michigan. Luca Garza, who added 20 points in yesterday's win, says it will take a total team effort against the Wolverines.
We got to come in here with the same mindset we did today and get to rebounds, get to the glass, and keep defensive intensity. You know, they're a great team. They move the ball really well, have a lot of three-point shooters. We got to know and get to the corners and get to different areas on the floor, where their shooters are a threat. And we just got to execute the game plan that our coaches give us.
Again, 96-87, the Hawkeyes defeat Illinois yesterday to end the Illini's season. Iowa next up today against Michigan. We'll have it for you live here on the radio. We're on the air at 12:30 this afternoon with the pregame, and 1:30 is the scheduled tip time from Madison Square Garden. Hawkeyes and the Wolverines second round Big Ten men's basketball tournament play live this afternoon here on the radio. The other first round game yesterday saw 14th seed Rutgers upend Minnesota 65-54 to move on. Rutgers will play today as well. They'll play in the final game of the day. The rest of the schedule today looks like this. Action starts at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning as 8th-seeded Maryland will face number 9-seed Wisconsin to open up play. After that game, it's the Iowa-Michigan matchup. Then later on this evening, Penn State, the number 7-seed, will play 10th-seeded Northwestern. That's a 5:30 Central Time tip. And it's 8 o'clock roughly tonight. Number 5-seed Indiana will face 14th-seeded Rutgers in the final game of that four-game slate today at the Garden. Elsewhere in college basketball yesterday, third-ranked Xavier clinched at least a share of its first Big East regular season title since joining the league in 2013. Trayvon Blewett scored 23 points in his final game at the Cintas Center to lead the Musketeers to an 84-74 win against Providence. Fourth-ranked Villanova still has a shot at a piece of the Big East crown after Mikhail Bridges scored 23 points in a 69-68 overtime win at Seton Hall. Jalen Brunson was 1 of 8 from the field midway through the second half before finishing with 14 points, including 2 free throws in the waning seconds. The Wildcats never trailed in overtime after Phil Booth and Brunson sandwiched three-pointers around a free throw by Angel Delgado for a 60-55 lead. Elsewhere in the top 25 Wednesday, Marquise Reed scored 22 points, and number 18 Clemson earned a team-record 11th ACC win by downing Florida State 76-63. Cody Martin had 26 points as number 21 Nevada hammered UNLV 101-75. Number 23 Kentucky pulled away in a 96-78 win over Mississippi, and it was number 25 Houston 69-56 over SMU in top 25 college hoops. The Arizona Board of Regents has scheduled a special meeting today to get legal advice and discuss the men's basketball program at the University of Arizona and the contract of coach Sean Miller. ESPN reported that federal investigators had recorded the coach in a wiretap talking about a $100,000 payout involving star freshman DeAndre Ayton. Miller said he's confident he'll be vindicated. Ayton and his family have denied that report. In Major League Baseball news, Houston Astros first baseman Yuli Gurriel has undergone left-hand surgery and is expected to miss the start of the season. Astros general manager Jeff Lunau says doctors removed part of the bone broken before Gurriel arrived at camp. Normal recovery time is 6 weeks, which means Gurriel would miss the first 2 weeks of the season. The 33-year-old Gurriel hit .299 with 18 homers and 75 RBIs last year in his first full season in the majors. Brewers catcher Stephen Vogt is expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks because of a strained right shoulder suffered during a spring training workout last week. The 27-year-old hit .254 with 8 homers and 20 RBIs in 45 games after he was claimed off waivers from Oakland. The Twins and designated hitter Logan Morrison have finalized that one-year, $6.5 million contract. It includes a 2019 club option that can become guaranteed. Morrison hit 38 homers in 2017 for Tampa Bay. First baseman Lucas Duda and the Royals have agreed to a one-year contract, giving Kansas City a replacement for Eric Hosmer. The 32-year-old Duda hit .217 with 30 homers and 64 RBIs last year for the Mets and the Rays, who acquired him on July 27th. In football news, running back Matt Forte has announced his retirement after 10 NFL seasons. The 32-year-old had 1 year remaining on his contract with the Jets. Forte, who spent his first 8 seasons with Chicago, dealt with knee injuries the past 2 seasons. He had a career-low 381 yards rushing on just 103 carries and ran for 2 touchdowns last season. With the Bears from 2008 to 2015, Forte established himself as one of the game's most versatile running backs. His 9,796 yards rank him 33rd on the NFL's career list. He also had 554 receptions. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.